When we speak of sacrifice, what we mean is giving preference to somebody else's comfort and well-being over our own comfort and well-being. To actually have a spirit of sacrifice in one, the first thing that is necessary is an element of selflessness. A selfish person cannot sacrifice. When we look around, we see examples of sacrifice, the closest one to us being our mothers. We find that mothers easily sacrifice their own comfort for the well-being of their children. There are times in life where we will be called to sacrifice. Sometimes there is the right thing to do and the easy thing to do. In many cases, if we are truthful with ourselves, we tend to choose the easier path because the right thing to do perhaps requires the kind of sacrifice that we are not ready to give. We might think to ourselves that it is not to do with us. It is somebody else's problem. Somebody else can stand up for them. But if enough of us don't stand up, then one day we ourselves will be engulfed and we will wonder why nobody comes to our aid. The example of Hussein is a very clear example of a man who had the right thing to do and the easy thing to do. Around him, everybody turned away, looked away from the tyrant of his time, allowed things to happen. And Hussein also had this choice. Right up to the end of his life, he could have walked away. He could have signed a piece of paper and walked away. But he chose to do the right thing. And this is the lesson for us. The next time we have a choice between what is the easy thing to do and the right thing to do, what kind of choice will we make?